I text lay tu la nam slanche.
Our text for today.
Si tola ku Johane.
We find in John.
Isachugus es kombis.
7. John chapter 7.
Johane. Isachugus es kombis.
The 7th chapter of the Gospel according to John.
Kusugele vesini la nama shuma matat nes kombis.
From verse 37.
Kepa musungu lumkina. Olukulu lumkos. Uma ekono womileyo. Ujesu wema wamemenso wati. Uma ekono womileyo. Agezigimi.
On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come unto me and drink." He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
Washo lo kongomoya abazakumukela abakholwa nguye.
But this he spoke concerning the Spirit whom those believing in him would receive.
Indikimba yendaba engizokhuluma ngayo iyona le okholwa yimi njengokusho kombhalo.
The crux of the matter that I'd like to speak about, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow forth from deep inside. Before the beginning of the revival, I was troubled.
Ngoba bengihamba ngihloma amatende ngenza inkonzo yonke indawo.
For I would go out pitching tents, holding services in many places.
Emva kweminyaka emibili emithathu bese ngibuye ngizungeze lapho bengivangela khona.
And after 2 or 3 years, I would return to the place where I had been evangelizing previously.
Uma ngifika abantwana bakaNkulunkulu kulezo ndawo.
And I found the children of God there, and when I found them,
ngibafika bengahlangene.
I found the Christians in disunity.
IBhayibhele lithi ebandleni laseJerusalema bebenhliziyonye.
Whereas the Bible says that in Jerusalem with the first church they were of one heart.
Bemphefumulomunye.
One soul.
Akekho besho ukuthi lokhu anakho kungokwakhe.
And no one said that something belonged to him, but instead they shared everything.
But
what I found among the Christians was in opposition to what we find in the Bible.
Omunye ube solomunye.
One would be criticizing the next.
Omunye ube thi uSpanbani akangiphathanga kahle. USpanbani akangibingelelanga kahle.
One would complain and say, that person doesn't treat me well. That person didn't greet me nicely.
Bengazi ukuthi irevival ale nakuqala.
And I knew that revival would not start if things haven't come right among the Christians and the church.
iBhayibhele lithi ukwahlulelwa kufanele ukuthi kuqale ebandleni phakathi.
For the Bible says judgment must begin in the house of God.
Bengihlala ke amasonto amabili, amasonto amathathu, ngihlanganisa abazalwane, ngizama ukudala ukuthula nokuzwana phakathi kwabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
So for 2 or 3 weeks I was just busy as a peacemaker trying to bring the opposing parties of Christians together.
Besikhulekela ukuthi uNkulunkulu asebenze.
We had been praying that God would work.
Kodwa bengazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngeke asebenze. Uma kungasebenzekanga phakathi kwabazalwane.
But I knew that God would not be free to work if he hasn't begun among the Christians first, the brethren.
Bengizamake ukuthi ngibahlanganise abazalwane.
So I tried to unite the Christians.
Bengazi ukuthi kukhona okumvimbayo umoya ongcwele ukuthi asebenze.
I recognized that there was something blocking the Holy Spirit to work.
Izwi neBhayibheli alihambi alinqobi. Hayi ngenxa yamakhomunisi, hayi ngenxa yamaSulumani, kodwa abazalwana bangaphili ibona bayisiqalekiso, isiqalekiso emhlabeni.
The word of God, the Bible, doesn't go freely, and it is not because of the reason of communism blocking it or Muslims blocking the spread of the word. It is because of the Christians who are not right with God. They are a curse. A curse.
Lalelani ke maKristu, ngithini na enigwele uSathana, inini nimendleleni ngabe ngcono nidede indawo ukuba uNkulunkulu asebenze uma nina ningaphenduki. Nikhumbula lapho niwe khona, niqale khona.
Listen, Christians, if you do not get right with God, then rather leave God's place and make room for others, or repent. The Bible says, remember where you have fallen and repent.
UJesu washo wathi kumuntu okholwayo kuyogobhoza imifula yamanzi.
Jesus said that the one who believes from his innermost being will flow rivers of water.
Siyazi ukuthi imifula ayinakuthiwa lutho.
Now we know that rivers cannot be stopped.
Ungazama ukuvimba amanzi wakudonga, kodwa amanzi azoqhubeka aqhubeke amboze indawo enkulu akhule ngamandla.
You might try and stop a river from flowing by creating a dam wall, but the water will only get stronger. It will spread over a vast area till it flows over the top of the wall.
Lawa manzi azokhula ngamandla. Udonga uma lungaqinanga luqhumisa udonga bese kuchitheke kumuka izindlu namasimu nomhlabathi.
Either that dam wall will burst and there will be a flood of water which will flood houses and fields.
La kule text lethu kule lizwi engilifundile.
Now in the text that I've read for you,
kuthiwa ngosuku lokugcina.
It says on the last day.
Usuku olukhulu.
On the great day.
Lomhlangano.
Of the feast.
UJesu wasuka wamemeza.
Jesus stood and cried out.
Uma ufundisa iGreek.
If you read the Greek,
uzothola igama elithi kratzo.
You'll find that the word for cried out is kratzo.
Igama elithi kratzo akusiloni igama nje lokumemeza. Memeza ngithi hey wesifanibani woza qha.
And that word kratzo does not just mean to shout out like you would shout to a friend, come here.
Ukratzo kuchaza ukuthi umuntu asuka memeze ukumemeza okusuka ekujuleni kwenhliziyo eqhumayo.
Instead, it means a cry, a shout that comes from an agonized, broken heart.
Kusho ukuthi ukumemeza okusukela ebuhlungwini obukhulu.
One that comes forth out of great pain.
UJesu kuzasukume, wasukuma ngosuku lokugcina ukuba bonke bambone.
That Jesus stood up on the last day was so that everyone might see him.
Ekuqaleni kwalesi sihluko,
in the beginning of this chapter,
kuthiwa uJesu ubengahamba eJerusalem, ubengahamba eJudiya, ubehamba ezweni labahedeni eGalile.
We find that Jesus was not in the area of Judea and Jerusalem, but instead in the Gentile area.
Eyoqasha khona.
Hiding there in Galilee.
AbaJuda abayisizwe sikaNkulunkulu babefuna ukumbulala.
And it says, for the Jews, the people of God sought to kill him.
Ngiyakwazi ukubamba lokho ukuthi umuntu okholwayo alwe noJesu afuna ukumbulala amelane naye.
Can you grasp this, that the believers were the ones who sought to kill Jesus? They were the ones who resisted him.
Uma beqasha, eqasha leGalile, ehamba phakathi kwabahedeni.
Hiding in Galilee, hiding among the pagans.
Akenibuke, abahedeni babengcono.
The heathens were better than the people of God. Hear this. It was the heathen. They were the ones who received him. The believers were the ones who rejected him. If you don't grasp that point, come and pray off. Get prayer afterwards that the demons would be cast out of your ears.
Iqiniso lelandishoyo uJesu bazophuma eNtshonalanga. Bazophuma eMpumalanga. Bazophuma eNyakatho. Bazophuma eNingizimu. Bahlale noAbrahama, noIsaka, noJakobe embusweni wezulu. Kodwa abakholwayo, abazalwane, bazokhishelwa phandle.
How true it was when Jesus said, they will come from the east and the west, the north and the south, and feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the tables in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of God will be cast out.
Iqiniso lelo Bekufanele ukuthi lowo ozibiza ukuthi ungumKristu ayihlolisise ukuthi umhedini angene ezulwini kodwa yena uzolahlwa ngaphandle.
How true this is, and it should cause every Christian to take this and prayerfully at examining himself say, Lord, if heathens will be accepted into heaven but not the Christians.
Uluthela wathi isihoko siyokandaywa phansi fakwa amathayeli kandaywe phansi namakobolondo amakhanda abazalwane nabafundisi abashumayelayo.
Luther said that hell will be paved with the skulls of those who are the preachers, the believers.
UJesu yathanda komile emhlabeni, kunzima emhlabeni, uyathanda ukuthi ihlane, liqhakaze njengengadi, ngoba manzi, uma usehlane, usebenzisa manzi.
Jesus loves to see a wilderness, a desert that has got nothing. When it is watered, it turns into a garden. For that's what happens. The moment you use water in a desert, it turns into a garden.
Uma kade ungasweli izinyawo, bengizothi uye enzansi emaqhoqo, uzobona ihlane. Eligcwele ameva emdithini naphansi lapho unyathela khona.
If you had the means to get there, I would invite you to the Magogo area, down in the dry wilderness areas.
Lagcwele khona makhizana,
full of thorns and ticks.
Wena ungajwayela makhizana, ungagula ngelanga.
You who are not used to ticks, you would get tick bite fever in a day.
Izwe lembuzi nembongolo, ngoba imbuzi idla maqabunga ehlahla, idla 30% nje utshani.
Now
70% amaqabunga.
You would find that it is this area where goats and donkeys feel at home. The goats, for instance, they eat just little grass. 70% of their diet would be leaves from thorn trees.
Kodwa uma uthatha amanzi, uletha amanzi, kuphenduke, kube njenge paradise.
But if you get water, and you irrigate with water, it turns that wilderness into a paradise. Just consider the state of the world that it's in now. Things are really bad in the world. There is no rain, there is no water.
Amanzi impula izoqhamukapi izosukapi isukela makholweni kulabashoyo singabazalwane kulaba abayisebenzi noma bebeyisebenzi.
From whence will this water come? The rivers will come from those who are Christians, from those who are co-workers of the Lord.
UJesu ke obeqasha le eGalile bekuwusuku bekuyiviki lenkonzo eJerusalema.
Now, while Jesus was in hiding in this area, this pagan area of Galilee, it also was simultaneously the Feast of Tabernacles.
Abafundi bakhe beza abafaya bafunda bafowabo.
It was a feast. And his brothers.
Mfowethu, sekuyisikhathi somhlangano eJerusalem, asihambe.
It was the time of the feast, and Jesus' brothers came to him and said, "Let us go up together to Jerusalem."
Why said he, "Nina ningahamba noma nini, kodwa isikhathi sami asikafiki."
He said to them, "Your time is any time. You can go whenever you want, but my time has not yet come."
Ngiyabona impilo eyayiphilwa abafowabo kubakaJesu. Bebezenzela izinto abazithandayo. Uma kufike ukuthi kuvakashelwe endaweni ethile, uma kufike ukuthi asiye enkonzweni, noma singayi, umuntu avele enze lokhu akuthandayo.
You see the life of the brothers of Jesus, what it was like. They lived their own independent lives. If they felt like visiting, they did so. If they felt like going to a service, they did so. When they didn't feel like it, they didn't.
UJesu wathi isikhathi senu sikhona njalo, kodwa sami asikafiki ngoba ubexhumene noNkulunkulu, elalela uNkulunkulu, ethi uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi ngiye nini. Kulunkulu ngizokwenza njani? Hayi ngokujwayela, thina sikwenza ngokujwayela. Sijwayele ukuthi ke ngamasonto kunje, kunje, kunje. Akukho ukuthandaza nokujonga ukuthi uNkulunkulu namhlanje uthanda ukuba ngenzeni. Kodwa uJesu behlangene noyise, enze lokho akushoyo, ubelandlela yena.
You see, they were creatures of habit. They did things according to how they felt. Like those who say, "Well, it's a Sunday, I suppose then we've got to go to church again." Jesus, though, had an ear to hear what the Father said, that he would listen to what his voice says. And so he said, "My time hasn't yet come. I haven't yet heard the Father," in other words, speaking to me. And so off the brothers went, leaving Jesus behind.
Kodwa emhlanganweni phakathi nendawo nasekugcineni.
But then, towards the end of that celebration, here you find Jesus in the crowd.
Kuthi ke ngosuku lokugcina olukhulu kunazo zonke iintsuku, wasukuma wama ukuba bonke bambone. Yibo laba bebefuna ukumbulala, kodwa kasanandaba manje. Uqhutshwa lokho akuzwayo enhlizweni yakhe eqhumayo.
But now we find Jesus in the midst of the very crowd of those Jews that had sought to kill him. Now it didn't matter, for he could speak from a heart that was breaking and bursting.
Ngobe babona bengamakholwa, kodwa bengenayo imfula yamanzi okuphila.
For he saw these people who were the supposed believers, but had no rivers of water of life.
Why se suguma? Why se memeza? Ngokumemeza obhlungu ukuba bonke bakuzwe abasenkonzweni.
And then he stood up in the midst of the crowd with a loud, agonized voice so that everyone could hear him.
Ngingakaqhubeki phambili, ake ngibuze, ikhona imifula yamanzi okuphila egobhozayo empilweni yenu?
But before I continue, allow me to ask you this personal question: are rivers of living water flowing in your life?
Ngikhumbula kamaphumulo ngesikhathi sikhulekela ukuthululwa kwamoya oyincwele imvula yasezulwini. Bengijuluka ebusuku ngiphaphame, umcamelo wami ubumanzi nte, ilomshikashika usenhlizweni yami.
I remember how, as we prayed for God the Holy Spirit to come down, I would sweat. I would wake up in the middle of the night and my pillow was sopping wet from my sweat.
Ngoba bengifunde eBhayibhelini ukuthi ngosuku lwePentecost kwaphenduka abantu abayizinkulungwane ezintathu. Khona eduze nje bese ku-5,000.
But I read in the Bible that on the day of Pentecost, when they stood up and preached, 3,000 got converted. Then after that it says 5,000 did.
Imfula yamanzi yayigobhoza usuku nosuku abantu baphenduke.
The rivers of living water were flowing so that every day people were getting saved.
Nangu mfowethu wasemthunzini.
Here is my brother from Mthunzini.
Engakayi Mthunzini ube ngapha ngaseDaltoni eneplatsi efaye.
Before he went to Mthunzini, he was on a farm near Dalton, near Efaya.
Near Dalton at Efaya.
It was near Dalton at a fire and a girl got converted. She wasn't yet mature.
When she...
When she got converted, she was burning for the Lord. Every week, she was bringing people to Jesus. Every week, she was bringing people to the Lord. When did you last bring a soul to Jesus?
Samvakashela kumfowethu nomakhoti eDaltoni. Zikhona ihlahlana esifana nalesi sihlahla la eRejini, Rejo Kwesi. Isuke Itele ngane inyoni lezi ezingamasomi zithanda kabi lezi thelo.
On their farm there were trees quite similar, of the same type as the trees that you find near Radio Kwezi. It bears a small little fruit and certain birds love it. So we decided, let's go and visit my brother there. We were quite a few, and when we arrived, then under that tree, those trees, we gathered together, we prayed, we sang choruses.
Kuthi lapho sisahleli ngibheka le ngoba ungakangeni egcikeni bekhona umuthi, khona uhlobo lwemithi ekhula iqondo ibheke phezulu ayinawo amagatsha. Very cool and cheap.
Then I was at one point looking at the direction of a certain tree which grew very tall. It was really more trunk than branches.
Intombazane imi ngakulesihlahla incike kulesihlahla.
And there was a girl leaning against that tree.
Ngayibona isikhashanyane ngase ngithi hawu bazalwane na intombazana kadimi ngayikhweba ngathi woza.
Having noticed her, I said to the brethren with me, there is a girl over there looking in our direction, and so I called her over, beckoned to her.
And
she came and sat with us on the grass. I said, girl, is there something that you have to say?
What?
She said, indeed.
Indeed.
What is it? I asked her.
Wathi ngihluphekile.
She said, I am troubled.
Iviki neviki bengisabantu kuJesu.
It was this girl's.
Kodwa kulamasonto wokugcina. Sokwamasonto amathathu, amasonto amane. Ngingakamisi noyedwa kuJesu.
I am troubled, for week after week I used to bring people to the Lord Jesus. But in these last 3 or 4 weeks I haven't won a single soul.
Just imagine a little girl saying, for the last 3-4 weeks I haven't brought one soul to Christ.
Cabangan Guti Lentomazan Engane Iti Gulauma Santa Matatu Amane Angigaleti no yetwa umpefmulo gu Christu.
Enopsungu opkung.
She was deeply pained.
When last did you bring a soul to Christ?
Last week,
2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks.
Amasonto amabili noma amane na.
Are you agonizing because of that?
Usenhluphekweni ngalokhu na?
Such a converted heathen will condemn you on judgment day.
Intombazane,
maybe it's not 1 week, but a year. A month, or a year, or 2 years, or 3 years. And you think all is all right. You are on your way to hell. You're a desert Christian. It doesn't grow.
Lentomazan engan eyai penduga ebuhete. Ibi shupegile, kushuguti yena, nabandi njengaye, bazo sugu mango sugu logtina, bagulata ngoba wenu sufile. Mhlambe sekunyaka wonke awungamletha umuntu kuJesu ufile nya.
The desert, the stream doesn't flow, the river. But excuse me, the Bible doesn't say that Jesus said the river. It's plural. He says the rivers, many rivers will flow out of that life. And I'd just like you to ponder, to look. Are these living waters of living water flowing out of your life? Can people come to you and find life? This living water, the thirsty, that they come, that you bring people to Christ, or are you living in your own damned land, in your own cursed land?
Ogushuguti, usendelen uesjokwen umagunjalo. Gobo Jesu wathi umfula wamanzi uzokopoza
futhi akashongo ukuthi umfula wathi imifula kodwa mhlambe wena uhlala ezweni lakho lesiqalekiso.
Can you now understand that Jesus stood up at a feast? A feast. They had a feast. But he cried out, Kratzel, from a broken heart as he looked at them. And he didn't mind, even if they'd get up and kill him now. Maybe he thought, if I don't get up, I will die in any way of a broken heart.
Usungamqondake uJesu uma esesukuma phakathi ezixukwini ezazithanda ukumzimbulala kodwa wamemeza ngenhliziyo ebuhlungu ngoba wabona ukuthi noma ebulawa izixuku akulutho ngoba vele inhliziyo yakhe ibuhlungu iyafa.
Kuthiwa inhliziyo yakhe ibiqhuma ekhala njengesilwane esihluphekile esizwa ubuhlungu.
His cry was one out of agony, like an animal cry, primal cry.
Mina bengithanda ngisemusha ukuzingela nokudubula. Bengihamba ngidubule ngezibham ezinhlobonhlobo. Ngesinye isikhathi ngadubula amajuba u-80 ngesikhathi esodwa ngasesweni. Amajuba lawa anamehlabomvu, anamabala futhi ahlale maweni.
I was very fond of shooting when I was younger. I had a variety of guns and I like shooting animals like birds. In one place at certain cliffs, I would shoot 8 pigeons, those with the red eyes, in one shot.
One
day I took a gun with just one bullet.
I had 5 bullets.
But I came back with 6 birds.
Ukuze zibe yisithupha ngoba kufanele ukuthi uyisihlanu ngoba inhlamvu yodwa idubula inyoni yodwa.
The reason that I had 5 bullets is because one bullet would be enough to kill just one bird.
Kodwa ngasuka ngabona inyoni ibili zihleli kanje.
And I saw 2 birds sitting next to each other.
Inhlamvu isiyodwa nje.
I had just one bullet over.
Ngathi kodwa ngizoyidubula kanjani? Inhlamvu yinye eseleyo.
Then I thought, how am I going to shoot them for I have only one bullet left?
Bezintshe zihlukene kanje.
They were sitting together but parted a little.
Ngiqondane nabo ngize ngibone zombili zihlangene enye emva kwenye. Ngadubula inhlamvu yangena kule yahamba yangena kule.
And then I went around them to an angle where I could get them with a sideways shot. I shot through the one and the bullet went right through into the next one too.
Ngesinye isikhathi bathanda inyama, bathande ukudla kwenyoni, okunye abakufuni. omunye okunye bayakufuna makhosikazi kunjalo.
We had a certain pregnant lady there at the time. Now, pregnant ladies, as you women would testify, they have, when they're expecting, they have all sorts of strange feelings for food. Sometimes they feel like this, sometimes like that. One would feel like eating this bird, another not.
Ngasuka ngahamba ngithi ngidabulela lo muntu, ngidubulela lo muntu inyoni. Ubekhulelwe ethanda inyama yenyoni.
That was for her sake.
Ngidubule zona inyoni ngimlethele zona.
I felt sorry for her, and so I shot these birds thinking of her to bring them to her to eat.
Nginandaba nalokhu ukuba ngikhulume lokhu.
Now why
khona lapha ngiya khona?
Why should I even speak about this? But you'll see soon where I'm aiming at. One day we were hunting. And we were standing at the bottom there with our guns.
Abantu basuke bavusi nyamazane li zize la besisitubule.
And there were people on the higher and the high level who were rounding up wild buck or deer to run towards us for us to shoot.
Yafika impunzi yadlula phambwami.
And a deer ran in front of us.
Uma ikhijimali nganemba ngadubula.
And as the buck ran past, I aimed and fired.
Kodwa ngadubula kabi ngoba bekufanele ukuthi ngishaye inhliziyo iwe khona lapho noma ngishaye ikhanda iwe khona lapho.
But it was a bad shot. Normally, if you want to kill it outright, you aim for the heart or for the head.
Ngayishaya.
I did hit it.
Lempunzi yakhala. Bekuyimpunzi yensikazi. Bese ngadubuli inyamazane zensikazi. Bese inkunzi zodwa.
And
ngoba besifuna ukuba zizale.
When I hit it, it cried out in pain. This was a female. We were only meant to shoot males.
Lempunzi lapha ngishaya ingenwa inhlamvu yakhala yakhijima yakhala.
And it ran off crying in pain.
Ngakhunyelwa inhliziyo.
My heart broke.
Ngizwa lempunzi ikhala.
Hearing this cry of this buck running away.
Kube ngathi mina ngakhala inyembezi namhlanje ngagcina ngalelo langa ukudubula inyamazane kuze kube namhlanje angiphindanga lapho ngizwa inyamazane ikhala ngaqhunyelwa inhliziyo ngizwa ukukhala kwayo.
That cry penetrated my heart until today. Tears still come to me if I think of it. I stopped that very day to pick up a gun and to shoot buck.
To this very day, I've got pain in my heart. If I say here, think of that, take it. Crying. Jesus cried like a wounded animal. If you heard him cry once, you'll never forget it again. Your whole life will be revolutionized.
UJesu wakhala kube sengathi inyamazane elimele. Umosum zwelu Jesu ekhala ngeke ukhohlwa kuzoshintsha impilo yakho yonke.
Wakhala Jesu.
He cried.
Njengenyamazane limele.
Like a wounded deer.
Ebona maKristu.
Seeing Christians.
Ebona makholwa.
Seeing believers.
Kungakhophozi imifula yamanzi.
Who do not have rivers of living water inside them. They are dry.
But
let me continue.
See a well-in point.
Let's go to another point.
In
chapter
4
of Acts,
the book of Acts, Nambili.
Acts chapter 4, verse 32.
Kutiwa isiqhu sabakholwayo nomphefumulo munye. Abakwakho noyedwa owasho ngezimpahla akhe ukuthi ngezakhe kodwa bakuhlanganyela konke.
Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common.
Abantu abayizinkulungwane,
thousands of them.
Yebo bebengabajuda.
Yes, they were Jews.
Kodwa beqhamuka emazweni ahlukeneyo.
But they were of various countries and cultures.
Bebemphefumulo munye.
Of one soul.
Niyazi ukuthi isimilo somphefumulo. Sini.
You know what the characteristics of a soul are?
Imizwa. Bebengahlangene nje ngobuJuda. Behlangene ngokuthi babengabakwaIsrayeli. Bebehlangene ngengaphakathi lapho. Bemunye.
It includes the feelings and emotions. Though they were Jews, they weren't together now of one soul as Jews, but rather of one feeling and emotion as well.
They had one
thing.
Iloko kokwangikhalisa ke lingakafiki revival ukuthi amaKristu ayiphikisana. AmaKristu ayingemunye. Kwaqhumisa inhliziyo yami leyo nto.
They had one common aim together. When I saw this before the revival and it caused me to cry because the Christians I knew were not of one mind, but there was friction. One word. They spoke the same thing. No.
Hayi ukuthi bafarise. Hayi ukuthi omunye adonselele, omunye adonselele. Bazalwane uma singe uma kungekho ukuba inhliziyo yamphefumulo yethu phakathi kwethu asiyeke ukuyibiza ngokuthi singamaKristu asikhulume iqiniso singabaka Satane.
There was no
futhi solahlwa ezulwini singahlala kanjani ezulwini simunye.
There
uma uyikhuza ngiyakhuza ngithi fuseka uma ungaphendukanga lungisa indaba yakhe lingakashoni ilanga namhlanje.
There was no schism, there was no disunity. Now, if you are living in disunity with your brethren, how can you expect to live in unity in heaven? Heaven will say, Futsak, go away, clear out.
Are we of one soul? We who call ourselves in hypocrisy that we are children of God, we are lying. Where's the oneness of soul? Not even one said that what he had, his possession, was his. Nobody sought his own. They had everything in common.
Buphi lobubunye lapho njengabo konke ebebe nakho izimpahla zonke akekho noyedwa wathi ezami izinto lezi bebe nomphefumulo owodwa.
They weren't communists, but everything they had in common.
Noko konke ababe nakho begu impahla yabo bonke.
Nobody sought his own, thinking of his own. I want to have this. I want to have this food. I don't eat this. I don't sleep here. That's not one heart. That's not one mind. We haven't got all the same taste. Those Christians had the same taste. If this isn't true in your life, today, stop calling yourself a Christian and repent in dust and ashes and say, I've brought dishonor to you, my Lord.
Ageko owathi, angigudli lokhu, angilali kule ndawo, bebe inhliziyo yodwa. And kushukuthi thina uma sithi singabazalwane kufanele ukuthi penduke emlotheni sithi Nkosi yami ngakulethela ihlazo.
Okholwa yini, washo uJesu, njengokusho kwembhalo, why are there no rivers? You believe, but you don't believe as the scripture says, do you? That's why you're a devil as you are.
Inkinga yakho ingukuthi wena uzibiza ukuthi uyikholwa kanti akusilona ikholwa elinje elikholwa njengeBhayibheli yikho ukuthi unesimo esinje.
Jesus said, the greatest has got to be the smallest.
Watu Jesu omkhulu kufanele ukuthi abe omncinyane.
Because in the kingdom of God the least is the greatest.
Ngoba embusweni kaNkulunkulu omncane ungomkhulu.
Agape, love, divine love, does not seek its own. It doesn't seek its own, but seek what is the other's.
Uthando lukaNkulunkulu agape aluzifuneli lona izinto zalo kodwa loluthando zifunela izinto zabanye.
Kuyezwakala yini?
Is that
you know, sometimes I feel I've got to stop and let you think. I hate to think that you leave this room, auditorium today, and you haven't heard, and your whole life has been revolutionized by this. And if you carry on living in your satanic way, You bluff yourself living in a fool's paradise. You're a Christian. You can testify. You can sing. You can do this and that. But you are doomed and damned forever.
Ngezinye isikhathi kube singathi ngingama, ngingasakubeki. Ukuze uthole ithuba lokucabangisisa lokhu ebesikhuluma. Ngoba mhlawumbe wena ubhizi nezinto zenkosi, ngoba uthi uzishaya njengekholwa, uzenza izinto zokucula nomthandazo, kanti ulahliwe ezulwini.
You just think of your own children and you don't think of the other children.
Ucabanga ngezingane zakho kuphela, hayi ngezabanye.
We are living in a difficult time.
Sihlala esikhathini esinzima.
In Timothy we read about evil times, that in the last days, in the latter days, will be evil times.
Ngokuka Timoteo sifunda ukuthi izikhathi zokugcina zizoba izikhathi ezinzima ngobubi.
People will be lovers of themselves.
Abantu bazozithanda bona.
People will seek their own.
Bazozifunela bona.
They'll have the form of godliness,
bazoba
nesimo, but denying the power, the real life.
Bazoba nesimo sokumesaba uNkulunkulu kodwa baphika amandla.
Ibandla lasendulo laseJerusalem belinenkazimulo.
But the early church, this early church of Jerusalem had glory.
I remember one day,
ngikumbula olunye usuku,
when I prayed for revival.
Lapho bese ngithandazele imvuselelo.
I had a vision.
Ngabona umbono.
I saw people on three different levels.
Base leveling ezintathu.
At the bottom level,
phansi elevelini lokuqala,
was full of people.
Bekugcwele abantu.
Bebaningi benyathelane.
Full of people crowding around each other.
Phakathi nendawo.
The next level. They were not many like those at the bottom, but there were many still. At the top. I saw just a few.
Just few.
Abambalwa
nje.
At the top.
Kodwa laba babephezulu bebenobuso obukhanyayo oqwebezelayo.
But they had faces that shone and sparkled like faces of angels.
Kodwa ngangabona ngangaqonda.
I didn't understand it, what it meant. Only after a time.
Nati, how goes? Angitindaba yakho leyo. Uyukhuluma ngalaba abangakholwayo ibona phansi.
Only after a while could I say, Lord, so this is what you meant. Those who are at this bottom level, those are unbelievers, pagans. In the middle, lukewarm Christians.
Kodwa lawa ayiphezulu enobuso obukhanyayo, obunenkazimulo, ngikhumbula kube ngathi bekuyizolo. Ngathi Nkosi, ngithanda ukubalelwa kulabo abaphezulu. Ngithanda ukufana nabo.
Those at the top had faces shining with the glory of the Lord. And I remember till today how I cried out and said, Oh Lord, make me to be one of those at that top level.
There you've got the godless.
Pansi unabahete.
The cold ones.
Ababanda.
The lukewarm ones.
Besige izi vivi.
And those on fire.
Besige labo. Abam shiselu Jesu.
On which standard are you?
Wena ugulipi standard na?
Are you cold?
We abandon na?
Jesus said to the lukewarm ones,
What would Jesu
What a pity that you are not cold if you'd only be cold. That means the lukewarm ones, are worse to God than the godless ones.
What would Jesu ngelinye ilanga? What khuluma kuzo izivivi? Ngingafisa kanjani ukuthi nibe ababandayo? Ngoba kuchaza lokhu ukuthi ababandayo kungcono kuJesu kunabo abayizivivi.
He says, because you look on, I'll spew you out.
What?
Ngenxa yokuthi uyisivivi ngizokuhlanza. Ngizokukhafula.
I will spew you out, you lukewarm ones.
A raw heathen is more acceptable to God than a lukewarm Christian. You say you're a Christian, you're a believer, but you don't believe as the Bible says in all things.
KuJesu umuntu ongumheteni ongazilutho ngevangeli ungcono kunomuntu ozishaya singathi uyikholwa kodwa akakholwa njengeBhayibheli njengokusho kombhalo.
Have I spoken enough now?
Singakhuluma ngokwanele na?
Time is up.
Isikhathi sesihambile.
But I'd like you to think now, before you've got up and walked out of the... Are you believing as the Bible says? If you're a Catholic, not as the Catholic says. If you're a Pentecostal, not as the Pentecostals say. If you're a Lutheran, not as the Lutherans say. If you are a Methodist, not the way the Methodists say, but as the Bible says, from cover to cover, is that true of you? Are you a Christian as the Bible says? You can read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. That's just one sermon of Christ. On your knees and ask yourself whether you are a Christian like that, or are you a Christian according to the 20th century, 21st century standard?
Kwangathi ungacabangisisa manje, uzibuza ukuthi ngikholwa langempela njengokusho kombhalo na, noma ngicabanga ukuthi ngiyikholwa lewezeli, noma ibandla likamoya, noma lamakatholik. Khohlwa lokhu ngoba lithi iBhayibheli njengokusho kombhalo, hayi njengokusho kwebandla elithile.
Examine yourself.
Uzihlola
wena. Test yourself. Prove whether you're a real Christian or not.
Uzihlole, uzuthole iqiniso ukuthi uyikholwa langempela na.
You'll only pass the test if you believe as the Bible says, not as your children say, as your children like, you'll go to hell with your children.
A parent
was never intended to follow his children. The children should follow him. You as a parent should never take the side of a child. You're not worthy to be a mother or a father. I don't know why God gave you children.
We are landeli paipeli noma ulandele istandard sabantu anabakona. Akufanele ukuthi umzali alandele abantwana kodwa alandele izwi likaNkulunkulu uJesu qobo lwakhe.
You can't say like Joshua, and I and my house, we are going to follow the Lord. He laid down the rule and the law for him and his house. And I and my house. You can't say, oh my child, I won't wash it, I won't clean it, till my child can say what kind of soap she likes, or he likes, whether it's a life, palm olive. That's madness. And if you can't lay down the law for your house, then you made as well.
Kusukuthi awunalo igunya lokusho njengaye uJoshua wathi mina kanye nendlu yami yonke sizoyilandela inkosi. Kusukuthi wena njengumzali akusizi ukuthi uthi ingane yami uma isikhulile isingakhethi insipho ithandwa yena.
He that believes, as the Bible says, I've just touched on two or three things, and those, there is so much more.
Okholwayo njengokusho kombhalo, ngithintile amapoint amabili noma amathathu kuphela, ziningi ezinye izinto eBhayibhelini.
And that's why there is a Sizabantu. And that is our constitution. Believe as the Bible says. And live it that way.
Isisekelo somthetho yiso lesi esethu.
Not that it's just lip service, that you say it with your lips, but that you do it, you live it.
Pila, njengokusho kombhalo, hayi ngezindebe zakho kuphela, kodwa uphila lento.
Shall we pray
and stand to our feet and we'll pray.
Nkosi Jesu.
Lord Jesus. I ask that this speaking will not have been in vain. And that your crying out like a wounded animal, we would truly hear your cry.
Amen.
Amen.
Esphambanweni.
On the cross,
the Lord cried like this again.
UJesu wakhala ngalendlela futhi.
When Jesus cried on the cross, his heart broke and he died.
Lape kalas pambanweni wasebenzisa leligama kratso ngesiGreek. Inhliziyo yakhe yaphula waze wafa uJesu.
A person doesn't die on a cross in 6 hours time.
Umuntu
or 9 hours time or 3 hours' time. They can hang on the cross for 2 days and not be dead.
Umuntu agafi esiphambanweni ngamahora ayisithupha noma ayisishiyagalolunye kuphela, kodwa angahenga khona iintsuku embili noma etathu.
That's why they came to break their legs, to finish them off, to kill them. But when they came to Jesus, they broke the legs of the two next to him. But Jesus was dead already. Jesus didn't die because of pain, physical pain, because of the nails in his hand and his feet. He died of a broken heart. His heart broke for you.